For New Orleans Public Radio News, I'm Carl Lengel. The New Orleans Children and Youth Planning Board is trying to make it easier for young people to find various human services. They've added a database of youth programs to the city's long-standing 211 service. 211 connects people to many services, including food pantries, health care, and safe places to hang out. Karen Evans is the executive director of the Children and Youth Planning Board.
Well, what we found was that 211 has always been there, but nobody knew about it. And not many of our community members could call it up as a resource that they would go to. So we began to meet with them and explore around the possibility of making it a bit more attractive, approachable, accessible to a youth hand.
You can access 211 by phone, text, or online. Evan says data from 211 calls will also help the city to find out where more youth programming is most needed. Five Louisiana children and their families are suing the Louisiana Department of Health in federal court over an alleged failure to provide adequate mental health services. Jess Clark has more.
The plaintiffs are children, all Medicaid recipients from across the state who have been diagnosed with mental illnesses. They say the state has failed to provide adequate care either at home or in their communities, and that as a result, they've been cycling in and out of hospitals and psychiatric facilities far away from where they live. Some say they've become involved in the juvenile justice system because they're not getting the treatment they need. The complaint is a class action lawsuit filed on behalf of 47,000 Louisiana children who the plaintiffs say are in similar straits. They accuse the Louisiana Department of Health of violating the Medicaid Act as well as federal protections for people with disabilities and are asking the court to force the state to comply. The health department did not immediately respond to requests for comment. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.
In anticipation of cold weather, the city of New Orleans will activate the citywide freeze plan from 8 Tuesday morning through 11 Wednesday morning. A strong cold front will move through the region late today, bringing the coldest air of the season. Temperatures should drop overnight, factoring in wind chill will remain below the threshold of 35 degrees Fahrenheit Tuesday evening through Wednesday morning, triggering an activation of the freeze plan. National Weather Service predicts the coldest period to be early Wednesday, with feels-like temperatures in the mid-20s for several hours. Residents and visitors are encouraged to take precautions to protect people, pets, and plants during cold weather. The freeze plan remains in effect to provide temporary shelter for homeless residents. The public is asked to call the New Orleans Police Department non-emergency number 504-821-2222 to report someone in need of shelter. Louisiana Social Service Agency says 893 children in foster care were adopted over the last year. The Department of Children and Family Services says that's the second highest number of adoptions from foster care in a single year in state history, falling just below last year's record of 912. The latest numbers are from the federal budget year that ran from October 1, 2018 through September 30th. The department says the 893 children were adopted into 661 families. Of those families, 27% adopted more than one child, including 164 families who adopted siblings. First Lady Donna Edwards hosted an adoption celebration with the families Thursday at the Governor's Mansion. The District Attorney for New Orleans has launched two new initiatives to reduce opioid-related deaths. The Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate, reports that Leon Canizaro pushed for the adoption of a mapping program that allows officials to track overdose cases in real time. The City Council approved the initiative last week. Overdose information collected by emergency workers will be fed into the program, where it can be used to aid investigations. Examples include identifying overdose spikes caused by a bad batch of drugs or helping to track down drug dealers. Canizaro also announced that his office has been awarded a two-year grant totaling about $357,000. The grant will help bring additional resources to fatal overdose investigations by supporting a coroner's office investigator, an assistant district attorney, and a case advocate. Funeral services will be held this week for Louisiana author Ernest Gaines, who died last Tuesday at the age of 86. News outlets report visitation will be Friday, November 15th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Hall Davis and Sons Funeral Services in Baton Rouge. A memorial will be held at the same location on Saturday, November 16th from 12 to 1 p.m. with a service to follow. New Roads Mayor Cornell Dukes says the city is planning a tribute for Gaines, whose novel A Lesson Before Dying, published in 1993, was an acclaimed classic. Gaines was awarded a Genius Grant that year by the MacArthur Foundation, receiving $335,000. Both the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman from 1971 and A Gathering of Old Men from 1984 became honored television movies. High water levels have forced the main road into a Louisiana wildlife refuge to close days after it reopened for the first time since 2016. The Advocate reported Sunday that access to the Cat Island National Wildlife Refuge in St. Francisville has been limited since flooding washed out the only road leading in about 3 years ago. That road was reopened last month, but flooding from the Mississippi River forced officials to shut it back down days later. Officials said the river has recently exceeded 24 feet, and forecasters say water may not recede until next month or later. The newspaper says visitors worldwide come to the park to view a nearly 100-foot bald cypress tree that's one of the largest in the country. New Orleans has a 25-bed facility where people found seriously drunk in public can sober up under the care of trained staffers. The city council voted last week to authorize police to take people to the sobering center, which is near the French Quarter. Emergency medical services has been doing so since October, and the center has been open for nearly 2 months. At a ribbon cutting on Thursday, EMS Director Dr. Emily Nichols said it takes about 13 minutes to get someone under care there, while hospitals can take up to an hour. She says it frees hospital beds for people with other needs. Odyssey House Louisiana runs the center, which also provides support for people who need additional long- or short-term help. Unseasonable cold temperatures are on the way from a front that hits the state this afternoon. National Weather Service meteorologist Patrick Amundsen says the front will bring a little rain and very strong winds. He says wind advisory is in effect for the northern half of the state from tonight until tomorrow morning.
We may have frequent gusts even over 40 miles an hour. So those winds will be still going pretty good by sunrise. It'll be strongest in the evening.
Amundsen says temperatures will be below freezing along the I-20 corridor and some upper 20s near the Arkansas border. It's Veterans Day, a day to honor military service members. The Louisiana Department of Veterans Affairs will be part of 42 different events.
We highly encourage everyone to come out to Louisiana's old state capitol and come shake some hands with some local veterans that you might not know have served and hear their stories from them themselves.
That's LDVA spokesperson Alex Wan. 489,000 Louisianans voted early for the November 16th runoff, a record-shattering number of early voters for a non-presidential election. Unlike in the primary, the early voting electorate looks friendlier to Governor Edwards. 31% of all early voters were African American, and
the last day of early voting, you had a 40% black electorate, and I could only think of four other times in history that has happened.
That's JMC Analytics pollster John Kuvion, who says three of those times were during 2008 when Barack Obama was first elected president. For New Orleans Public Radio News, I'm Carl Lengel.